This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
A bill that eliminates an activities policy on transgender students is halfway through the State House. House Bill 1112 voids the transgender policy the South Dakota High School Activities Association has in place. Lawmakers and peer amended the measure during the debate. STPB's Keely Bultina has details in this report.
Several South Dakota lawmakers say they understand school leaders want a consistent, clear policy for transgender students, but legislators disagree about who should institute the guidelines and what they should include. State Representative Roger Hunt says lawmakers should control certain policies that affect students across the state. He's the prime sponsor of House Bill 1112.
The next thing that it does is that any transgender policy which has been adopted by the Board of Directors prior to this act is hereby declared void. And then lastly, the amendment would say that a student's sex is determined by the student's chromosomes and the sex recorded on the student's official birth certificate.
Lawmakers who support the bill say a student can't change his or her sex. State Representative Tona Rosem voted against the measure. She served on a summer task force that examined the South Dakota High School Activities Association, including its transgender policy.
This is not a situation where you can make a blanket policy. I think we would do injustice to all of the schools if we negate the policy that's on the books that has been hashed over and over and over. And the only reason you're getting it is because a few on the committee did not agree with what the committee's results were after talking about this for many meetings.
Rosem says she agrees that transgender students are not capable of making the official declaration on their own. She says that's why the policy requires parents, guardians, and medical professionals to agree that the individual is transgender. Members of the House of Representatives support House Bill 1112 to void the Activities Association's transgender policy and require legislative approval of future rules. A vote of 45-32 sends the bill to the state Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Bultina in Sioux Falls.
A bill that requires notice if immunizations contain more than trace amounts of mercury failed to pass the South Dakota Senate. Senator Scott Parsley says the measure applies to a multi-dose flu vaccine. Information about the mercury content is already printed on handouts given before vaccination. Senate Bill 108 moves that language to the consent form that a parent must sign prior to immunization.
So we're not creating anything new here. We're simply moving something to make it more apparent to the parents of children under 8 that this vaccine does contain mercury. We're not making a value judgment about that, but we're saying there may be something, some other vaccine available that doesn't contain mercury.
Opponents say the measure could create concerns about the vaccine and cause a drop in immunization rates. They also say the measure is redundant because the information is already provided. Senate Bill 108 failed to pass with a vote of 16-18. In education news at the Capitol, a bill moving through the State House gives insurance companies tax breaks for donating to scholarships for private school. Senate Bill 129 concentrates on tuition assistance for students from low-income families. Insurance companies receive more than 80% of their donations for accredited non-public school tuition back in tax breaks. Supporters of the plan say the state would spend the same amount if students attend public schools. They say South Dakota leaders should promote education for all students. Rob Monson represents the school administrators in the state. He says lawmakers should focus on public education.
You heard the first proponent spend about 5 minutes talking about how her school told parents and children they could not come back until they had paid their tuition. That does not happen at a public school. We take them all, no tax return required. I would also like to agree with Representative Schoenbeck that education is a great equalizer. Public schools do not care about your economic status. We take everyone that shows up at the door.
Some members of the education panel say they're not committing future support, but they want to keep the bill alive. Senate Bill 129 survives the committee on a vote of 6-1. In other news, members of the House Health and Human Services Committee passed a measure that provides prenatal care for certain unborn babies. House Bill 1110 affects women who are ineligible for assistance based on their citizenship status. This applies to women who may be in the country on a temporary work or student visa, for example. Proponents say the measure saves lives. They also say it saves money. After a child is born, that child is eligible for state assistance. Medicaid also pays emergency services like delivery. Proponents, like Republican Representative Roger Hunt, say it makes sense to pay the cost of prenatal care because it helps void expensive neonatal intensive care later.
Two cases we're saving the state $500,000. Four cases we're saving him $1 million. Now, to me, when you can do something good regardless of the political status of somebody, when you can save a baby, and when you can save millions of dollars, with all due respect, I don't think that's a no-brainer.
Committee members voiced concern that people would start coming to South Dakota to have their babies because of access to prenatal care. The bill passed with a vote of 11-2.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session. South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at SDPB News. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.